Past Broadcasters Association of GBC, Gasbroad, says they are not happy about President John Mahama's directive to the ministry. They are happy about President John Mahama's directive to the Ministry of Finance to pay their gratuity and pension arrears. Speaking to Radio Ghana on behalf of the association, former Director General of GBC, Ambassador David Anaglate, said members have cause to commend the president because he has proved that he is listening and monitoring the economic situation of the country.
When the members of the executive of the Association of Fast Broadcasters of GBC, Gasbroad, when they asked me to lead them to the president to ask for this gratuity, arrest of pension, and so on, I explained to them that having been a member of government, I take it that as ambassador, I was a member of government. I know the difficulties the government is facing. Therefore, I wanted my people to be patient. But he reached a point when the matter reached the president himself on 1st July, and he asked me to write a full petition on our complaint, which I did by end of the month. And the president has quickly acted to instruct the Minister of Finance to pay us gratuity, pay us arrears of pension, and this should apply to all the retirees who retired from GBC before 1990. So this is why we have written to thank the president for doing what he has done for us. From there, we will go to the Minister of Finance to ask him what he is doing about the president's instruction, and we'll take it up from there.
Ambassador Anaglate also indicated that members would meet officials of the Ministry of Finance to find out how soon the president's directive would be implemented. He, however, cautioned that members would not countenance any delay or bureaucracy in carrying out the directives.
They felt very much encouraged because this matter has been with us for several years now. As a matter of fact, this group of GBC retirees, about 300 in all, have taken the matter to Srage long ago. And by 2009, Srage approved these payments for us. But the pension office has virtually refused to pay. So we have had to go almost every day to the pension office. Sometimes when Accountant General instructs pension office to pay, they don't pay. So that is why we had to go to the president. And the members are very much overjoyed. But their joy is tainted with some caution. We cannot be sure. That's why we written to the president, expressing the hope that he will put in a further word to the implementing authority so that they can see to the implementation. Because we as pensioners, we don't have any bargaining chip. We cannot go on strike. I'm not happy talking about strikes anyway. But it seems as if in this country, if you don't do things so dramatic, nothing happens. So we will advise ourselves after we have gone to the Minister of Finance. And if they begin to toss us, go and come, we too, we have some nuisance value. If you see an old man like me, 79-year-old, carrying a placard, that has a nuisance value. And I have people who are even older than me. And we shall show what we can do next week because we cannot sit down and allow ourselves to be cheated forever.
That was the former Director General of GBC, Ambassador David Anaglate.